KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 73 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high near 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Low gas prices and the last holiday of the summer will combine to possibly make this weekend one of the busiest of the year on Iowa's highways and interstates. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Nate Ludwig also points out that the University of Iowa's first football game kicks off this morning in Iowa City, while UNI plays at Iowa State tonight.
There's going to be a lot of people on the interstates traveling, so we just ask that everybody takes their time getting to where they're going, make sure you wear your seatbelts. At all costs, avoid the texting and driving or distracted driving, and take your time getting where you're going.
Last weekend, law officers in Iowa and 15 other states took part in a stepped-up enforcement effort along Interstates 80 and 35. Just over 5,900 motorists were issued speeding citations, including more than 1,100 speeding tickets in Iowa alone.
The big number that jumped out to some of us at headquarters was the seatbelt citations that were issued. There was over 1,100 of them issued, and only 41 in Iowa, which is pretty indicative of our 93-94% compliance rate with seatbelt usage in Iowa.
The goal of last weekend's enforcement effort was to reduce serious crashes. Authorities say there were zero fatal crashes over the three-day period along Interstates 80 and 35 in the 16 states. By a vote of 2-1, the Cass County Conference Board Thursday night decided against reappointing Cass County Assessor Brenda Nelson to another six-year term, which expires at the end of the year. Instead, the board will consider other eligible applicants as described under a process spelled out in Iowa code. The conference board is made up of representatives from the Board of Supervisors, mayors of the cities in Cass County, and the school district, who choose one person from each entity to vote on matters before the board. Board of Supervisors member Dwayne McFadden told KJAN News the decision not to reappoint Nelson boiled down to several questions he said had not been answered to the conference board's satisfaction with regard to, among other things, a person hired for the GIS or Geographic Information System specialist person.
There's been a little issue with the GIS person being in a certain location, which he was next to them and below the auditor and close to the engineer. We thought we had that resolved yesterday morning in meeting with her and her people. But the thing is, seemed like there was a lot of questions that we didn't get direct answers on.
And McFadden said that Nelson was concerned about her budget, that the GIS expenditures come through her budget. The tax dollars, he said, pay for the position, and each of the departments that utilize the service have agreed to pay for their portion of that service, which was set up under Nelson's budget.
It's a hard decision, but it's also she's appointed for 6 years. So if some things aren't getting resolved, they're just going to go on another 6 years. It just seemed to be some things didn't feel got properly answered to feel comfortable to go on that way.
But he said there's no guarantee that whoever is appointed to the assessor's job in January won't butt heads with the various county board members and offices, but the conference board felt they couldn't continue for another 6 years having issues unresolved.
You weigh all the pluses and minuses. You don't know somebody else coming in may operate the same way, but you would hope that if you have a problem and you address it, that you get an answer and everybody is satisfied to go on. But if it doesn't get satisfied, and that was kind of the thought, now it's going to be 6 more years. You know, I've gotten along with her and stuff, but there was just some things we don't seem to get resolved for fully.
Cass County Assessor Brenda Nelson said she was essentially blindsided by the decision Thursday night by the Cass County Conference Board not to reappoint her to the position beginning January 2016. Earlier, as we mentioned, Dwayne McFadden, who represented the Board of Supervisors at the conference board meeting, said there were several questions that required specific facts and figures, which she did not have available because she said that she was not requested to produce them prior to the meeting.
The only thing that I thought that this meeting was going to be last night was for my reappointment. I was questioned on the hours that we were working, that several of those people that are still on the board had approved many years ago. They questioned the use of an outside appraisal company, which they approve every year. It's in my budget. They were questioning that. They were telling me that my staff was rude to the customers and that I had not done anything about it, which I had no idea about.
Nelson said she was asked also why commercial property taxes are so high. She explained that when sales come through on a commercial property, she has to indicate what the assessment is. She says that within the last year or two, assessments have generally been 13% too low. A building assessed at $100,000 should bring in that much at sale, but they're selling for about 13% more than the assessed value. Part of the problem, she says, is that the assessment is based on the building and land. Its contents and permanent fixtures inside may be unknown to the assessor unless they are reported to the recorder's office.
I'm going to use this example. The veterinary clinic on the west edge of town, it sold for $200,000, and I believe we had $100,000 on it. What happens is if there's content inside that we don't know about, that is all included in that sale price. But that sale price, unless I catch it and I question, why would that sell for so much? And call the seller and ask them if they would not, when they close on that property, if they would not take the personal property off. Because when I send that sale into the state of Iowa, if that's included, they think it's all the building and the land. They have no idea that there's examining tables or there's, you know, kennels or loading chutes. They don't know that.
She says if the seller doesn't disclose the contents of the building is being included when documents are given to the recorder at the time the sale is registered, it tends to skew the numbers the recorder sends into the state, because then state officials will think it's only for the building and the land. One or two types of artificially inflated sales in the county, according to Nelson, can inadvertently give her a state-ordered increase because it appears she is way too low on the assessments. Nelson says if she could have been given 15 minutes to go into her office and retrieve information she asked for, that would have helped. And as for the geographic information system position, Nelson said the director is an AMU employee who contracts with the assessor's office for 2 days per week. Nelson's employee, Mike Onan, wanted the bigger office that was occupied by the GIS coordinator because that person is only there 2 days per week. Nelson said the Board of Supervisors gave conflicting information as to what office space was available and where Onan would be located. She said the move didn't involve her and was between the supervisors, Onan, and the GIS director. She said also that the other county departments, which utilize GIS mapping, have not, as has been stated to the contrary, contributed to the cost of the employee. Brenda Nelson says she doesn't know what the future holds for her, including whether she would reapply for her job.
I don't know if I want to go back after all this. I don't feel like I'm misspending. I'm not running the county vehicle to a casino or anything illegal like that. You know, I was just horrified. I just sat and cried all night.
She said Saturday that several people had called and wanted her to run again, and that she has received a massive amount of calls, emails, and texts of support urging her to run again for her job. Elsewhere in area news, sheriff's officials in Union County report the arrest on Thursday of 23-year-old Sarah Jo Edwards of Lorimore. Edwards was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a simple assault charge. She was issued a citation to appear later in court and released. And 28-year-old Anthony Michael Atkins of Creston was arrested Wednesday at his home on an interference with official acts charge. Atkins was also issued a citation to appear later in court and released. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.